Grace and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear fellow believers, I want you to think of an enemy in your life, whether past or present. Who are they? Maybe it's someone that you never got along with in your life, or maybe it's a former friend or a family member. What did they do to you? Maybe it was some huge, tremendous thing that you never thought would happen in your life. Or maybe it's multiple things that have built up over time. How have they affected you? Maybe you have those nights when you cry, those days when you are constantly thinking about them, those wounds that never seem to heal. And how do they react when they have harmed you? Maybe they didn't care. Maybe they smile and rejoice that they have caused you pain. And I know it may seem strange for me to have you focus on an enemy, but I bring it up for this reason. Imagine if your enemy is now standing before you, tears coming down their eyes. They can't even bring themselves to look into your own eyes. And they say, "I'm sorry. I have harmed you. I have wronged you. I have sinned against you. Please forgive me." And now what do? We are to act like Joseph, who forgave his brothers, the same brothers who sold him as a slave to Egypt. We are to be imitators of Christ, as Paul told us in his letter to the Ephesians. We are to forgive as the Lord forgives. And here Jesus teaches us what exactly it means to forgive as the Lord forgives. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Up to seven times?" Jesus answered, "I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times." Now we do have to commend Peter for what he says here. Back in Peter's day, the teachers of the law instructed people that they were only to forgive someone up to three times. So here we see Peter going the extra mile. He not only doubles the amount that was being taught, but he even adds one more. Hence the reason he says to Jesus, "Up to seven times." But Jesus says, not seven times, but 77 times. So what is Jesus teaching us about forgiveness here? When it comes to forgiveness, it's limitless. We are not to sit down and do the math with the person trying to determine, should I or shouldn't I forgive them? But we can have that attitude, can't we? We can have that mentality of, sin against me once, forgive you. Sin against me twice. Sin against me seven times. Sin against me 77 times. Forgive you not. Does God do that with us? God does not put a limit on his forgiveness with us. God does not sit there determining if he should or shouldn't forgive us. God forgives us fully of each and every sin. His forgiveness is limitless. Therefore, we are to forgive as the Lord forgives, limitlessly. But that's not the only aspect of the Lord's forgiveness. Jesus says, "The kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. In this parable, Jesus describes a king who wanted to settle his accounts with his servants. And one servant is brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. This debt was astronomical. You see, just one talent equaled how much a person could earn at within 100 days of doing their work. So let's put this into perspective. Imagine if you earned $50 for just one day of work. Now multiply that by 100. You have $5,000, which equals just one talent. And now multiply that by 10,000. Your debt would be $50 million. It's a debt that you and I couldn't be able to pay back. And certainly this servant couldn't pay back his debt. Therefore, the king was justified rightly to have all of this man's possessions sold and to have this servant, his wife, and his children sold as slaves in order to pay back the debt, or at least try to pay back the debt. Now, obviously, the servant would not have been able to do that, and notice what he does here. The servant fell on his knees before him. "Be patient with me," he begged, "and I will pay back everything." The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. The servant bows down before his master. He begs and he pleads with him to just give him more time. More time. It doesn't matter how much time the king would give to this servant. He could not pay back this debt. And yet, notice the amazing thing that the master does. The amazing thing that the master does is not that he gives him more time to try to pay back the debt. The amazing thing that the master does is that he cancels the debt. But why would he do that? It's not because the servant begged his master. That servant could have begged and pleaded with his master all day long, and the master would be justified to still have him pay the debt. But the master cancels the debt because he took pity on his servant. He had mercy and compassion on him. Therefore, the cancellation of the debt was freely received by the servant. So what is Jesus teaching us about forgiveness here? God's forgiveness is freely received. Think of the huge debt that we owed to God. God demands perfection. He says, "No sin, no trespass, no blemish on your account." But we are not perfect. We sin. We trespass. We have blemishes on our account. And even though you and I can't remember every single sin that we have committed, just try. Think of every sin that you commit in one day. And now multiply that by 100. The sins that you commit against God within a few months. And now multiply that by 10,000. Here you see the huge debt we owe to God and all the sins that we have committed. And even if God were to give us more time to pay back his account, we couldn't do it. We would still trespass against him. And even if we beg and plead with God, that doesn't mean that we have earned God's forgiveness. But God's forgiveness is freely received because of Christ. Christ was perfect and fulfilled the law. He had no sin, no trespass, no blemish on his account. And that debt that we owed to God, he placed upon himself on the cross. For when Jesus said, "It is finished," that meant that the debt that we owed to God was paid in full. And because of Christ, what we sang about our God in our psalm is certainly true. He is patient with us. He has compassion on us. He does not treat us as our sins deserve. For as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. He remembers our sins no more. His love is with us from everlasting to everlasting. God's forgiveness is freely received. And that's important for us to remember when it comes to another aspect of God's forgiveness. Forgiveness is also freely given. Jesus went on to say, "But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. He grabbed him and began to choke him. 'Pay back what you owe me,' he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt." Notice the difference between how the king dealt with his servant and how this servant deals with his fellow servant. The king was not harsh with his servant. His servant owed him a great deal of money. He rightly brought him into court, but he also took pity on him. But this servant deals harshly with his fellow servant. He chokes him. He demands the money to be paid back to him. He has no pity on this servant, and he throws him into prison. When the other servants hear about this, they go to their king and they tell him what has happened. When the king hears of it, he brings his servant back in. And he says, "You wicked servant, I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?" In anger, his master turned him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you, unless you forgive your brother from your heart. Think of the Lord's Prayer for a second. In the Lord's Prayer, we ask God, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." Therefore, we are asking God to forgive us in the exact same way that we forgive others. Therefore, if we refuse to forgive someone who asks for our forgiveness, we are telling God to refuse to forgive us when we ask for his forgiveness. When we treat others harshly when they ask for our forgiveness, we are asking God to deal with us harshly when we ask for his forgiveness. And when we refuse to forgive someone, we are choking from them God's forgiveness and his grace. We can lead that person into complete despair, wondering if God forgives them since we won't forgive them. Or we may move that person not to forgive others because we won't forgive them. And so because of our sinful actions, our Heavenly Father should treat us just in the same way that the king dealt with his servant, to be tortured and punished forever in hell. And maybe right now, you have despair. You have your doubts and you're wondering, how many people in my life have I forgotten to forgive? Is there a person in my past that I refuse to forgive? What about that one person who has passed away and I never forgave them? Is God going to punish me? If you are feeling that despair, if you have these doubts and you are wondering, go to God. Go to our God who forgives each and every sin. Find comfort in Christ. Find comfort in His salvation and in His forgiveness. But also act on that forgiveness. Freely give the forgiveness to all who ask to be forgiven. And don't do it out of possible fear of God's judgment. Do it out of love for God and love for your neighbor. And so, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that enemy that you have in your life, past or present, that enemy that you've never gone along with or was a former friend, a family member, that enemy that has done a huge, tremendous thing to you, or multiple things that have built up over time, no matter who they are or what they have done, when they come to you asking for forgiveness, forgive as the Lord forgives. The Lord's forgiveness is limitless. Therefore, don't do the math if you should or shouldn't forgive them. Always forgive them. Remember that the Lord's forgiveness is freely received. We had a huge debt to God that we could not pay back, but Christ did that for us, and therefore we are freely forgiven. And when it comes to God's forgiveness, freely give it to all who ask for it. Therefore, may the love of God and the forgiveness that we have in Him motivate each and every one of us to forgive as the Lord forgives. Amen. Please rise. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard and keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. You may be seated for the offering. During the offering, please sign the friendship register in your pew.